Welcome to another episode of the Inside Windows Phone Show. Today we have a special thing. We're going to walk around Studios F, which is where most of the Windows Phone developer and program managers and testers hang out, and we're hoping to catch a few. We didn't give them a heads up. It'd be casual conversations about what they built and how they RTM'd.
So why are we here? Why now? Why today?
So this video will RTM, this video will be live when we RTM on the 16th. We have still 59 hours to go. So plus or minus. So that'll be it. It's just a way to celebrate that they've done
shipping the tools.
Yep.
And the phone.
Yep.
All right.
So I'm Jorge. I'm the PM owner for Push Client, and the package manager. So package manager is the thing that deploys your applications to the phone. Pretty cool. I've been in the Windows Phone app platform team since the beginning of time, I think, since we first started. So I've been in the Windows Phone 7 team from the beginning, and it's really cool that we ship now.
I have been only with the team for about, I guess it's only been 5 months now. I've worked on something that's not real visible to developers, called Genuine Windows Phone Certificates. But it's what we do for attestation to make sure that every Windows Phone is recognized as a real Windows Phone. And I will be taking over for Jorge for Push Client in our next release, so adding new features and things I can't talk about yet, super secret stuff.
Yeah, I'm taking over the other super secret stuff.
I'm Peter Tor. I'm a program manager on the application platform team. I've been here for maybe 18 months or so. And I worked on stuff like integration with the shell, integration with Silverlight, some of the application lifetime stuff, random things like that. A lot of little things here and there. Plus, I do a lot of the talks at, say, TechEd, US, Australia, New Zealand, mix, stuff like that. So I talk to a lot of people as well.
Yeah, I mean, you own a lot of the developer features.
I have my fingers everywhere. I don't necessarily say I own them all, but I like to get involved in a lot of different things, yeah.
Yeah, you get the blame when something goes wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You get to answer all the questions in the DL for all the APIs.
I try to keep up in the DLs as well, yeah. So, people internally and externally have issues. I try and help them with that.
And you got a good blog. Plug in the blog. I like the blog.
blogs.msdn.com/ptor. I like to post as often as I can, which isn't as often as I like, but I try and put code samples and stuff out there.
It's usually stuff that people are getting stuck with. So yeah, that's the...
Usually the instigator for a post is someone internally or externally posts that they have a problem, and either it's something that I've already been working on or I've seen it a lot of times before, and that's like, well, okay, it's easier for me to just write a post with some code and send it out to everyone rather than answer each thing individually. Or there's like lots of specific instances of related problems, and there's a general purpose solution. I like to kind of post that kind of stuff.
Who are you? What are you working on the phone?
Tom Christie. Application platform. I'm looking at how we support our key partners strategically.
You work with OEMs?
OEMs, yep. Mobile operators, looking at their applications, making their applications the best application on the phone.
Cool. Did their app ship with the platform? Is that?
Yep.
So they're already RTM, your job is...
So we have one phone that's already for shipping, six apps on it. We shepherded them through the process.
So on our way to second floor, we run into Luke. Luke does all the documentation. So tell us about what you do and your team do.
Yeah, so my name is Luke Neiswanger, and I manage the developer documentation for Windows Phone 7. So we ship all the content that goes out to MSDN as well as the developer portal.
Cool. And we got plenty of samples in this release, right?
Tons of samples for this release. Yeah, absolutely. And it covers not just the Windows Phone content, it covers the Silverlight and XNA content as well. So we shipped initially about 17 samples at RTM, and we're going to continue to publish more samples as we go.
Yep. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the apps, the seven hero apps, about the Jumpstart?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. So we have a team here called the Hero App Team, and what they've done is they've gone out and built what they describe as a canonical applications for Windows Phone 7. Some of those include a level, a translator, a Unite, a game application. What we're doing is we're actually publishing those as starter kits Available for developers to use and look at the code as patterns and practices.
And your team also, beyond docs, you help with all the UX stuff that we've done. You publish some guides and all kinds of other interesting stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And just beyond the developer scope, the content publishing teams cross the developer and the OEM, the consumer side of the house. And so we also worked on the UX strings on the phone, all the content on WindowsPhone.com, and as well as the documentation that ships to mobile operators and OEMs.
My name is Abalade Badigeshi. I am a developer on the application platform. The role that I play is kind of cross-cutting in that I work. I've worked across the platform, so I've worked on the overall application model and the life cycle, everything from the marketplace, you know, ingestion applications to the marketplace, how that works, to how we get them to the phone, the servicing, you know, an update and so forth. Also worked on the sandbox, defining the shape of the sandbox, implementing the mechanism, parts of the mechanism that we have for capabilities for applications to define what resources they need access to on the phone, you know, and how they actually plug into the rest of the resources in the phone, such that we maintain our mantra of the end user first and the end user always being in control. So that was sort of one of the defining characteristics of the application model. The fact that we want users to feel safe, you know, that they could freely acquire applications, install, uninstall, and the phone just keeps working. So as part of that, we also built the sandbox, which is based on the Silverlight sandbox. So folks who have built Silverlight applications will be pretty familiar with what we've done. Isolated storage is there. The a compatible set of frameworks are there in the browser that you have available in Silverlight in the browser. We made some changes to the hosting layer, you know, for constraints that we have on the phone. We only have, you know, like so many megabytes of memory. And so we had to figure out, you know, an app life cycle, you know, that would get us, you know, really good characteristics, give all, you know, resources to the app that's running in the foreground, you know, and keep the phone usable. Yeah, so that's where the, you know, the famous tombstoning feature, you know, came from, you know, which I also worked on.
And so you didn't name it, did you?
I didn't name it, no. We used to call it pause resume.
Yes.
Yep.
And the tombstone name kind of like, you know, emerged and took hold, and we've been with it ever since.
So you've done a lot, dude. What's been the most fun? What's been the hardest, and what's been the most fun?
The hardest, I think, was probably really fitting the app model, you know, into the phone was the hardest. And that actually meant, you know, a lot of work. That meant, you know, taking, you know, various things in the phone, you know, which we were redoing and rethinking for 7, and which were therefore sort of up in the air, you know, and getting them to land in such a way that it just resulted in a developer experience that made sense. So being able to access your accelerometer, you know, being able to access location services, the push notifications work that we did, you know, like getting all of those things, you know, into a programming model, you know, that kind of was seamless. We had an API review process where we brought, you know, a lot of people who had a lot of experience, you know, building APIs that are understandable, that are usable, you know, and held a whole bunch of, you know, meetings where we reviewed every single API that we ship on the phone, you know, to make sure that the experience that you have, you know, actually consuming those APIs in applications, you know, is really good. So I think that nailing the developer experience for applications was probably the most fun.
All right, well, I'm Bruno. I work on the app platform team. I'm responsible for runtimes and frameworks. That's it.
How long have you been around in the phone team?
Phone team, about 6 months since we merged the Zoom team into Windows Phone. So.
Okay. So you worked on Zoom before and now you're...
Absolutely.
Okay.
I was responsible for all the software on Zoom devices before this.
Okay. And get Akhil.
Hi. I'm Akhil. I work with Silverlight. I've been on this as long as this project has existed. So right from the beginning, I guess. I'm part of the Silverlight team, and I help put Silverlight on the phone.
So you're the dev manager for Silverlight, dude. That's not part of the Silverlight team.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he runs the Silverlight mobile team, is one way to put it.
Yeah, you get to yell at me for all the shitty stuff that we shipped.
So, Or we get to say good stuff, but yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, that's roughly what you get to do. You get to either complain or compliment. I mean, that's roughly where we are. But yeah, we've been working on this phone for over a year, maybe a little longer than that. But it's been exciting. We hope you like what you get.
Yep. What was the biggest challenge?
Well, there was two challenges, really. One was taking a really... It's like having somebody wear a size 2 shoe when you're actually size 6. that's probably one of the biggest challenge. And the second part of the problem really was that... is this internal or external?
External.
Okay. The other part of the challenge really was that we were learning a lot about the phone while they were developing the platform. There was a lot of moving parts and keeping up with things and people, and just the workflow was really hard. So the process aspect of it was challenging, and technology-wise was really making it fit. That's, in my mind, the two biggest challenges. Customers, lots of customers. I haven't actually seen a lot of releases in the company where you had so many customers before you actually released a V1. And that actually, I think, helps a lot. Helps and hurts too, but it helps a lot more than it hurts, because it tells you what can or cannot go wrong. So it's thank you to the customers. It's thanks for them for betting on us. And of course, Jaime and UI and everybody else for letting us interact with the customers. So.
Yep. But you bring up a good point, because having just spent the weekend rewriting a lot of code. Yeah. So you said an interesting challenge, which is if you're a serialized developer and you're coding apps, you do have to be aware that it's a phone, and 1 gigahertz sounds like a lot more than it is. So be careful there. You and I have exchanged emails all weekend at 3 in the morning about an app that we're having to go in and retrofit to make design fit. It's great that we have Serialize both on the desktop and the phone, but make sure you're smart about how you use resources.
Yeah, don't party away on templates and layout. Yep. Seems sexy. You do a lot of it and you pay for it the same way. So be careful. There's a fine balance, and always, always, always work on a device.
Hi, I'm Anil. I work on the Windows Phone application platform team. I've been at Microsoft and with Windows Mobile, or Windows Phone, as we're now called, for about 6 years. And I've shipped about 4 releases of Windows Mobile and Windows Phone. And we're definitely most excited about this version right here. If there's one thing I want all developers out there to really keep in mind about building apps for Windows Phone is kind of one word emphasized many times: tombstoning, tombstoning, tombstoning. Get it right, your applications will be awesome, your users will love you, I will love you. Just keep that in mind, tombstoning.
I wonder what he works on, dude. What feature do you work on, dude?
If you haven't figured it out yet already.
Yeah.
So, well, it took some time to develop the concept, right? Of posing, resuming the event, and metaphors of the... So why don't you take us like a quick, timeline, or
sure,
just a quick story?
Sure. It's been an interesting journey. I think it's fascinating. We started off thinking we could run multiple applications quite easily on the platform. At least that was our ambition. And the realities of running on a small device, and the reality is of users wanting a consistent, stable experience for every one of their applications, and the realities of developers wanting the entire device to themselves, led us to this world where we now terminate applications from memory when they're navigated away from. And to preserve the user benefit of having the back key to return back to applications, we actually built a set of infrastructure and events and storage management that allow applications to, squirrel away a bit of information about themselves, so that if the user hits back, the application can resume itself programmatically back to where the user last experienced the application. So that's what we affectionately call tombstoning. It is an interesting concept. It's a little bit different from the way things used to work on Windows Mobile. It does take a little bit of understanding of how the system works, but from what we've seen, the events are pretty intuitive. Developers get it, and it's really the right thing for users. So developers who can really grok tombstoning can build really robust applications. Users will be delighted, and the users will really feel that those applications run and feel just like any other first-party applications.
So to summarize, tombstone.
There's four events you got to keep in mind. Yoichi, you probably know these by heart as well. Let's see, they're activated, launching, deactivated, and closing. And there are two state property bags, one off of the phone application service object, and one off of every page object that we should have bumper stickers for these, really. We really need to get the word out there. So maybe you guys have some interesting ways of getting the tombstone word out there. We'd love to hear it on Channel 9.
Charlie.
Yeah. I'm Charlie Kendall, and I am the general manager for developer ecosystem and all that stuff. Basically, my job is to make sure that all developers out there are happy, are building great apps, and that we fill the market up with really high quality, fun stuff.
Studio.
I'm working on it's a stupid little app that just lets me test the systems.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
So I spent the weekend working on my home control system. I've got a fairly sophisticated home control system, and it's all front-ended with web services. So I've got the ability to control any of the lights in the house, my garage door openers, get thermostats and everything just by web services calls. So it's actually not going to connect into home right now because I don't have my proxy set up to put my house out on the public internet. And right now the app is scoped to just controlling my garage doors. And so it's kind of cool because this scenario, I have real-time state because the garage doors go up and down, and I want that reflected in the app. And it's got an action because I can press close, and it'll cause the door to close. The information it's showing right now is just faked. It's not actually, that door isn't actually open. I put all this stuff in the house when I was working on Media Center. I sort of made it my job, right? My job was to be in tune with what's really going on in smart home technology and so forth. My wife calls the house a stupid house, though, because usually it doesn't work. For developers, first, get out there and continue to build these great, exciting, beautiful apps. What we've seen so far and what's in the marketplace now is just great. And we're excited about seeing more and more. The key thing is if you really want to impress our users and you want to have great sales, make them beautiful. Invest in making your apps be compelling in their user experience, their look and feel and everything for end users.